Today is First Friday, and so we gather in honor of the Sacred Heart. And tomorrow we celebrate the solemnity, holy day of obligation, of the Immaculate Conception. And so I just want to explain a little bit about the link between the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Conception. What does the Immaculate Conception have to do with the Sacred Heart? Well, the Sacred Heart would be the physical symbol and center of the Word made flesh, God who is love becoming incarnate. Now, in the formation of the child in the womb, the baby, the heart is actually the first organ that forms. And around the 21st day, at the end of the third week, that heart begins to beat. And you know, this is not by chance. The heart, of course, is the symbolic center of the human person, that symbolic place where we have our innermost being, our thoughts, affections, desires. You know, when we tell someone we love them, you know, it comes from the heart, we say. And so it's not surprising that God, who has created man, in the formation of the human person, the heart is the very first organ that forms. Now, so the heart of Jesus was forming in the womb of the Virgin Mary. It was the immaculate flesh of the Virgin Mary that gave flesh to form the heart of Jesus. And so the Immaculate Conception was in view of the formation of the Sacred Heart. It was fitting that the heart of God would be formed from the flesh of the Immaculate Virgin Mary. And so the Sacred Heart begins to form in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and at about the 21st day after the Annunciation, begins to beat with divine love in unison with the Immaculate Heart. Now here we really have the center of the universe, the center of all creation, really the meaning of all creation, the summit of all creation, and the center of human history, the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. All of creation was made for them, for these two hearts, and every other human heart that was ever formed, that will be formed, and that will beat with love, was formed and is formed and will be formed for these two hearts. It is the center of everything, the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And so this reflection really causes us to realize how very sad it is to think of those involved with abortion, both the mother and the abortionists, who put an end to a beating heart, a heart that was formed to love the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And so let's today invoke the love of these two hearts, the love of the Sacred and Immaculate hearts, to convert these souls, to convert them, and to establish a culture of life and a culture of love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Fructum ventris tuum.